Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming right at you. Tons to talk about in the sports world. Before we get too deep into that, get at us a couple of different ways. Holler at us. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. Instagram, The Real Dorf on Sports. And holy cow, Mike, we've got real NFL football to talk about. It's literally right around the corner, my friend. Obviously, college football underway. UCLA playing. I guess that's a college football team. Just kidding, brother. Obviously, it is. And then Major League Baseball, tons of things to talk about in college. We got you covered, brother. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great. Look, NFL is right around the corner. I'm still trying to get a handle on that big NFL trade yesterday. You know, Gardner Minshew, sixth-round pick to Philly. I'm just still trying to come to grips with that.
I think it's a good move when you think about it, bro. Come on now. Come on, man. Get with it, brother. Lots to talk about, lots to dive into here on the program. On the other side, we'll hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll talk some baseball with him. A lot going on in baseball, teams jockeying for position and things along those lines. So we'll get the skinny from John Poulter. Keep it close, everybody. Getting loosened up. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
The pandemic's reminded us we live in a sea of airborne germs that can assault us with every breath. Your nose is the body's first line of defense by helping filter out allergens, bacteria, and viruses before they reach your lungs. But like any air filter, the more clogged up it gets, the less it works. So how do you clean your nose? I'm Martin Hoke, and I didn't invent nasal irrigation. The neti pot's been around thousands of years. But I did invent Navage to make cleaning your nose easy. Navage uses powered suction to flush out mucus and germs that cause congestion, or worse, can make you sick. Over 2 million people use Navage to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage has over 70,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars because it works and it's easy to use. Go to Navage.com or find Navage at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Bed Bath, and Target. Now available with eucalyptus for a spa-like experience. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore?
We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, that's 800-306-1760.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, coming at you. Get at us a couple of different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. By the way, good posts popping like crazy, so definitely get over to the Dorf on Sports page on Facebook. And then Instagram, the real Dorf on Sports on IG. Now we got our professor of sports, John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. Good morning, John. How are you, my friend?
Hey, good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. Had a wonderful day on Saturday. I got to get out and do something that I'm really passionate about. I love playing golf and obviously had an opportunity to do that. And at the time, I really didn't think about this, but I want to share this with you fellas because I did tell Mike that I got out and played golf and we spoke a little bit about it. But really, the truth was, it was an honor for me to be out there on the golf course at Greyhawk the other day because I was in the presence of greatness, guys. Like, no joke. Literally was playing with this woman, professional. Her name happens to be Sue Wooster. You can check her out, look her up, find out some information about her. But senior golfer, happens to be, well, back in before COVID, she was the number one woman senior golfer in the world. The woman is unbelievable. She was incredible. So it was a true honor to play with her and her husband. Fun day out on the golf course, but literally, you know, I there's something I like. Mike knows there's something that I'm all about. When it comes to sports, it's greatness. And I was truly in the presence of greatness on the golf course the other day. And it wasn't me. I'm not talking about me, Mike. So maybe I deserve a little credit for this because I was literally able to appreciate being there on the golf course with this woman. And every swing was perfect. Every shot was perfect. It was a thing of beauty just being out there. And truly, such an enjoyable round of golf with these two people. So great people from Australia, Melbourne, Australia, and had a wonderful time playing golf with them. So wanted to share that with you guys because truth be told, not every day that you're out there playing on a golf course randomly getting paired up with people and winds up being a professional. So it was a true pleasure, just a great time. Only one thing that missed out, only one thing I was upset about once again, my buddy Mike Wilson not out there with me. But you know what? I have this idea. We're going to build this Saturday afternoon golf group, and if we build it, maybe you will come. I don't know. We'll see. I do want to get into talking some baseball, obviously, but just wanted to share that you guys should check out. Look her up, Sue Wooster with a W, just like Rooster, but with a W. And, yep, I got the honor and the privilege to play golf with her on Saturday. I want to get into some baseball with you guys. Obviously, things are heating up. We know that. The races are getting a little tighter, except for the fact that the Rays, they continue to keep that distance with the Yankees, who, by the way, have really caught fire. It's pretty unbelievable. I saw this stat about them the other day, John. This is something I know you follow. They're like, at the time when I saw this stat, they were 20-4 in 1 or 2 run games. To me, that's a very, very important stat, because it shows me that they can win tight ball games, and usually that's going to come down to pitching and maybe a timely hit or two. So to me, that was something that stuck out to me. Is that something that sticks out to you, John?
Yeah, very definitely. You know, we've looked at run differentials all season, and we've sort of said that a lot of teams have been winning games big and then losing games big. So at the end of the day, is that really the marker, the barometer that we think that it is? For the most part, it is. But, you know, there's a lot of times where maybe you lose 5 games by a run and you win 1 game by 12 and your numbers look a lot better than they really are. You know, one of the things I've been looking at all season, and I took a real good look at it on Saturday, was this teams were the record against other teams that are over 500. And, you know, let's keep this in mind for the postseason, because I think it's pretty obvious that any team that makes the postseason is going to have a better than 500 record. So how a team fares against those other teams with over 500 records, I think, is a real key. And here's, to me, this is just an unbelievable statistic, where when you look at the Houston Astros, they are 39-26 in 65 games against teams that are over 500. And that's a realistic sample size, 65 games. That's 600 baseball. To be playing 600 baseball against the best teams in baseball, I think, is an outstanding number. On the other side of that coin, I've been talking all season about how concerned I'd be if I was the Chicago White Sox. They've only played 48 games against teams with 500 or better records because, as you and I have both pointed out a number of times over the year, that's a pretty weak division. So the mere factor in that division means that their number of games against 500 teams is going to be less. But they're 22-26. That's a .458 percentage. I'd much rather be going into the postseason with the confidence that I can play 600 baseball against good teams than .458 baseball against good teams. So, you know, numbers can lie, but I think we're at the point now where the sample size is big enough that it means something. And to your point about the Yankees in one-run games, that definitely means something. And the Yankees are 21-5 this month. So, you know, this is where they've made all their ground. We know about that great winning streak that they had, 13 games that was broken the other day. But 21-5 in any month is pretty good. And, you know, when you look at it, Tampa Bay is 18-6, so they've gained 3 games on Tampa Bay in that month. And Boston is below 500 at 12-5. So the Yankees have made a move, and I think it comes back to these acquisitions they made at the trade deadline on the 31st of July. And we've talked before about how they kind of remade that team and remade it in a fairly inexpensive manner. It's definitely shown some good decisions by Brian Cashman and that Yankee front office.
I agree. Well said.
Yeah. Good morning, John. You know, you look at all these races, and they're pretty much, you know, over except for the NL West, where the Dodgers are 2.5 games out. You could make the argument Philly, you know, being 4.5 is still kind of in it, but the closest races, the Giants and the Dodgers. Are the Dodgers going to have enough time to close the gap and win the division?
Well, good morning, Mike. That's a great question, because excuse me, the Dodgers have also had a pretty good month. They're 19-5. but they still show they're still 2.5 games behind the Giants, because guess what? The Giants have been keeping pace with them at 19-6. So the clock may be the biggest enemy that the Dodgers have at the moment. I haven't looked at the schedule to see how many head-to-head meetings there are between the Dodgers and the Giants over the last 5 or 6 weeks of the season. That's probably going to be the key. If there's a fair number of games between the two teams, the Dodgers have a great opportunity to do it themselves and look after business. But if both teams continue to play at the pace they've been playing so far this season, and specifically in the first 20-some days of August, I think it's going to be tough for the Dodgers. You know, but the issue with the Dodgers is they've got to get some of these healthy players back, and they've got to get some pitching on a consistent basis. But I think it's going to be a good race. I think the Dodgers are locked into a wild card spot. I think they're 11.5 games up in terms of wild cards. So no question that the Dodgers are going to make the postseason. Obviously, what they'd like to do is stay away from that one-and-done wild card game. But the way the Giants have been playing, and I just don't see anybody catching the Giants right now unless the Giants go into a complete free fall. I've seen them play some pretty good baseball teams in the last couple of weeks, and they have shown that they are a good value for their money. I don't think that there's any smoke and mirrors going on with the San Francisco Giants in first place in that division.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down some Major League Baseball. Hey, I got a question for you about what went wrong for the San Diego Padres, to be honest with you. Obviously, the last 10 games, but maybe even a little bit more than that, they've struggled quite a bit. And obviously, a lot of talk about them. They were playing great in the beginning of the season, but they've faltered off a little bit. What's gone wrong for the Padres?
Well, I think it's a couple of things, Andy, maybe three things. First of all, the obvious one, they're playing in a division with two pretty good teams that we've just talked about, the Dodgers and the Giants. So that makes it pretty hard when there's it's a five-team division and you're obviously right smack in the middle, Colorado and Arizona not up to par this year. Dodgers and San Francisco playing much better baseball than the San Diego Padres. They've had some injuries. Not only have they had injuries, but they've had injuries to key players. Their pitching staff has not been quite as good as we thought it would be. And I saw a real sense of panic last week when, you know, the third week of August, they all of a sudden fire their pitching coach in Larry Rothschild, who is a long-time, well-respected pitching coach. Don't know what that was all about, unless it was some kind of a personality difference between Rothschild and the people that make the decisions in San Diego. But that, to me, smelled of panic. To be firing your pitching coach when you're still in contention with 35 or 40 games to go, I thought that was a little bit odd. So it seems to me that panic is setting in San Diego, and that's never a good influence for the players.
It kind of was my interpretation, too, to be honest with you. So very well said. I think you and I are the same page about a lot of the things that you said about the Yankees and just about everything that you said about Major League Baseball. Let's keep the conversation going on the other side. We'll continue with John Poulter, our professor of sports. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
High down the right field line. That's going to be a fair ball into the right field corner from third. Coming in is Renfro from second base is Coleman, and Reed is going to try and score from first. He does. Base is clearing, triple for Asuaje, and the Padres take a 7-4 lead.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
With the bases loaded and the game on the line. And Yelich, a shot picked up by Bryant. Steps on the bag of third. Throw to first. Now to 10. And the Brewers win.
Choo-choo. Line to right field. It is a base hit. Here comes Andujar. Here's the throw. Andujar's in there. And the Yankees win 6-5. A walk-off single for Gleyber Torres.
Line, left field, and that's going to get past. Actually stay in front of Stanton. That allows one run to score. Here comes the second runner. Here's the throw. And he is... Duffy is out, trying to score the third run.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. You can get at all of us a couple of different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For John, it's at 12 John Poulter. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG, The Real Dorf on Sports there. So on the other side, I went to you and I said, so what went wrong for the San Diego Padres, John? Well, now I'm going to ask you what's gone right for a few teams, like the Milwaukee Brewers, for instance. And I know what you're going to say, but I'm going to let you rock and roll with it and give us why the Milwaukee Brewers have shown up so well in this 2021 baseball season.
Well, Andy, I think that, you know, this is something I've alluded to all season. And for many, many years, we've always known that the Brewers had big bats. There was never a question about whether the Brewers could bang the ball. What was always suspect for them in the past was their pitching, the depth of their pitching, the quality of their pitching, and to some extent, the depth and quality of their defense. And they have addressed the latter two issues this year. Their pitching staff is probably as good as I can ever remember it. I mean, even going back to the early 80s, the days of the Harvey's Wallbangers, they used to win games with their bats. They weren't known for winning games with pitching and defense. Now they seem to be able to be doing both. And the addition of Colton Wong at second base, I think, has been a huge, huge piece of this. You know, we know that Yelich can play. We know that that the team has picked up an awful lot defensively. I think Jackie Bradley Jr. in the outfield has made a big difference. He's tightened up the right field side of things. Yelich is still a pretty solid defensive left fielder. Lorenzo Cain has always been well known for his gloves. So, you know, you have depth in up the middle. And if you have a good shortstop, a good second baseman, a good center fielder, they're going to get to balls that the average player will not get to. Colton Wong, in my mind, has got a great deal of range. I've seen maybe six Milwaukee games in the last couple of weeks. Defensively, he's been outstanding in every one of those games. Add to that the little bit of extra base running quality that he gives you. I think he's been a huge addition. I just think that it's from Milwaukee's standpoint, they've found the missing pieces, and they've got the benefit of playing in a division this year where the rest of the division are taking a year off, essentially. So everything has come up roses for the Brewers.
I agree. Mike, I want you to jump in, but I want you to just realize you brought me back for a moment there, John, to, I don't know, let's go to about 1982 or so, when I'm thinking about Storm and Gorman Thomas, I'm thinking about Cecil Cooper, I'm thinking about Paul Molitor, Robin Yount, and the guys, and obviously Raleigh Fingers. So, yeah, you just brought me back to my childhood right there for a moment. So thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
go ahead, Mike.
We're both showing our age, and, you know, you can add Jim Gantt into that mix as well, I think, Andy.
Yep, absolutely. So classy. Yeah, totally. Now that you said that, what an infield they had. Seriously, like, no joke. Mike, jump in, brother.
Yeah, well, you know, it wouldn't be a Dorf on Sports show without a Milwaukee Brewer reference at all or anything to do with Milwaukee. I'm just sitting here shaking my head. I'm like, you know, Dorf is all, we're going to talk about what's went right for some team, plural, and he mentions one. And the one that he mentions is his hometown team. That's just, you know, shocking on a level that I can't even mention.
Just so you, hey, do my defense, that was just where I was starting. The next spot, since you said that, was going to be Tampa Bay and the success they have. And believe me, there's a theme to what I'm going to say here, but go ahead.
But, you know, to defend what your statement there, I'm gonna ask John basically the same question, but with the Chicago White Sox. I mean, they've been up pretty big in that division all year. They're up 10 games now. They're going to win the division. They got a 127 run differential. You know, they're 500 on the road, 43-24 at home. What's gone right for them besides being in a crappy division?
Well, I think you've answered the question with your last statement, Mike. I think they're in a lousy division. You know, and this month, Chicago is 14-12, so they're not exactly tearing up the league in terms of their record in August. You know, they're a good team. If they were in a stronger division, I'm not sure how well they would fare, quite frankly. You know, if they were in with the Dodgers, the Padres, and the Giants, I think they'd have a tough time making the postseason. And, you know, as I mentioned a little earlier, one of the things that has concerned me a lot about the Chicago White Sox all season is their record against good teams. They are playing 458 baseball against teams that are 500. I don't think I'd be speaking too far out on a limb if I said that when they reach the postseason, which they're clearly going to do as the Central Division champions, there's a pretty good chance they're going to be playing a team that has a better than 500 record. So I think they're in trouble, quite frankly.
I do too.
What have they done to beef themselves up? Well, their pitching is a little bit better as well, but I just don't think the White Sox have been tested. And unless they can flip that switch on and off between now and the end of the season and turn it on for the postseason and keep it on, I see some trouble in Chicago on the south side. I really do.
I agree with you. That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. We're talking Major League Baseball. What about the Houston Astros and the Tampa Bay Rays, like I mentioned? I think that those are two teams. The Rays, we know they got a ton of talent. Houston, we know the whole situation there with the banging on the garbages and things like that, and people were upset about them. We always said the best way to shut people up is just go out there and win baseball games. Well, they've done that at a pretty decent clip, and I think they're a little bit under the radar, to be honest with you. So what can you tell me about Tampa Bay Rays, and what can you tell me about the Houston Astros?
Well, dealing with Tampa Bay first, nothing has surprised me, quite frankly. I've said right from the get-go this season that I thought Tampa Bay had the best roster in that division. I still think that. When you see them trade a guy like Snell, who was well known as one of the better pitchers on the staff, one of the better pitchers in Major League Baseball, they traded him over the past offseason to San Diego, got quite a bit of talent back in return. You don't generally give up a guy with his talent unless, A, there's something wrong with him, or, B, you've got an adequate replacement, and, C, preferably that adequate replacement is cheaper. We all know that the Tampa Bay Rays, because of their financial situation, throw nickels around like they're manhole covers. They're not known for writing big checks. They're very prudent in the way they manage their finances. When they let a guy like Snell go and get something back for him, you know darn well that they've got something in the minors that's ready to step up and take his place, and to use your phrase, it's next man up. And that's exactly what's happened with Tampa Bay. They make some prudent acquisitions. You know, they generally deal players at the right time. They make sure they get good value back. I think that's the answer in Tampa Bay. I don't know what else to say about Tampa Bay other than the fact that, you know, they're a great team.
I agree. You know, this is where I was going with this, and this is how I can wrap it all up. At the end of the day, I think there are two teams with the most balance, and that's the Tampa Bay Rays and the Milwaukee Brewers. Am I correct or am I incorrect on that, John?
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com now.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, hanging out with you here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Call us, get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG, the real Dorf on Sports there. And that post on Facebook popping pretty solidly right now, about three different linebackers. You pick the three that you would take out there. It's kind of funny, Mike. I always love this part of the whole Facebook deal when we put posts out there. And we have these lists of people or players or whatever, right? And then the people that start making comments to us, a lot of them have very good comments. And then you have the few or several that wind up saying, like, oh, why isn't this guy on the list or whatever, things along those lines. Here's the point about anything that we post on Facebook. It's not the end-all, be-all. It's just out there. It's something that people have put out there. So what are we doing? We're putting it out there for us to talk about and debate and discuss. And if you think that somebody has been missed along the way, it's your opportunity to plug them in, not say, well, you guys are morons or idiots because this guy definitely needs to be on the list. Those lists are not our list. They're just a list that we're getting and we're putting out there so that we can discuss it. Pretty fair, right, Mike? Yes or no?
No. Excuse me. Yeah, no, it's extremely fair. And, yeah, every post that any media person puts out there is, you know, there's always somebody left off. There's always somebody that people are going to accuse us of forgetting. And it's not like we're forgetting these people on purpose or anything like that. This is just the list that we were provided or we found or we came up with. And, you know, I just want to tell somebody, sometimes I want to criticize like that, like, just play the game. Just play along. Just play in the sandbox nicely with other people and figure out which three you'd want to take, you know, in this case, you know, linebackers from present day and the past. So I think people, a lot of time with this kind of stuff, they overthink it. They overreact to it. And I don't know. It's like they're being personally slighted if, like, one of their guys is not on this list.
Right, exactly. It's kind of interesting. It's funny. It's this reactionary world that we live in. One thing I do want to mention, I do want to keep talking NFL football, but there's one thing that I want to say, because I said it to you at the end of the segment there about balance. And truth be told, I do think there are two teams, maybe three teams in all of Major League Baseball that are the most balanced. And I would say that is the Tampa Bay Rays, number one. I don't know if they're the number one balanced team, but I'm just saying they are one of the most balanced teams, at least in my opinion, number one. I would go with them. The Milwaukee Brewers are another one, but it's also the San Francisco Giants, Mike, because they're just solid at home or on the road. So to me, those are the three most balanced teams in Major League Baseball. I wouldn't be surprised to see one or two of these three in the World Series, to be honest with you, at the end of the day. So just my final thought, my final statement on who I think is the most balanced as far as Major League Baseball goes.
No, I think you're pretty close to being right there, you know, as usual, as you tend to be there, Mr. Dorf. So I look at the Giants and just what that organization has been able to do over the years, and they don't necessarily spend money like the Dodgers in their own division. I mean, there's hardly anybody that spends money like the Dodgers. Let's be honest about that. But the Giants are an organization that develops talent. They have talent at the major league level and in their farm system. So when I see the Giants ahead, at the top or towards the top of their own division or Major League Baseball, it does not shock me.
No, I agree. No, that's a good. They've been a good baseball. It's like every other year, they're a good baseball team. It's good. All right. So speaking of one powerhouse to another powerhouse, or things along those lines, and the people that make those moves in the NFL are quarterbacks, right? It's a quarterbacks league. And you mentioned earlier about the Gardner Minshew deal, and it's not like it's a huge deal, except for the fact that they have a rookie quarterback there, and there was obviously something going on where messages were getting mixed. And then when you think about them getting him to sending him to Philadelphia, I mean, I'll tell you what, I think Philadelphia might wind up being a little bit better than people think. Jalen Hurts and Gardner Minshew, and I'm not necessarily saying these guys are great, don't get me wrong, but I feel like these are two guys that nobody really thinks they can do anything. So when you have that dynamic, I almost say look out, man, because the sky's the limit, and you know what? You don't know. It's almost like a wild card. But Jalen Hurts and Gardner Minshew, all of a sudden, I think their quarterback situation is a little bit better in Philadelphia, right or wrong?
No, I think you're right. You know, I was kind of joking about the deal, and you're right. I mean, it's not a huge deal. It's not going to exactly catch people's eyeballs, but you know, you look at the quarterback room now in Philly. You got Hurts, you got Flacco, and you got Minshew. I mean, that's quite the quarterback room. Minshew does have experience. He was the starter down there, in Jacksonville. But obviously, when you draft someone at number one like Trevor Lawrence, the days for Minshew seeing meaningful playing time were pretty much numbered. You know, barring some kind of catastrophic injury to Lawrence, but you know, for the most part, this kind of move by Philly doesn't shock me. And let's face it, this is a move for Philly. It's low risk, high reward, low risk. And so, you know, it's, you know, the compensation that they got is pretty much equal to like a developmental quarterback in the draft. Like when you draft a quarterback in the fifth, sixth, seventh round, you know, you're not looking at quarterback as your starter. You're looking, okay, I'm going to develop this guy. Show him how to be a pro and all those kind of things. Well, Minshew now, I mean, he's that fifth, sixth, seventh round guy. He's developed. He started because of various scenarios down there in Jacksonville, and he has some experience. He kind of has a gunslinger mentality. I mean, he can definitely throw the rock for sure. But it is a move that potentially for Philly has such high reward and such a low risk. Why not make a deal like this?
Yeah, I agree. And then when you look at the roster now for the Jacksonville Jaguars and their quarterback position, I'm sorry, but they're going to struggle, bro. It's not going to be pretty. It's going to be pretty ugly at times, to be honest with you. This is Trevor Lawrence's team. That's what's going on here, okay? And if Trevor Lawrence winds up not being everything in a bag of chips, I think they're going to be pretty upset there in Jacksonville. I mean, Jake Luton, the kid from Oregon State. I know you love Oregon State, brother, but I'm sorry, two-year pro, and I don't trust him. And then C.J. Beathard, the guy that was, you know, thrown in there for San Francisco when things went bad, and quite frankly, that's their best quarterback, Mike. That guy right there, that's their best quarterback.
No, it is, and it's not going to be pretty for Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence down there in Florida. So, you know, the Jag fans have to. They have to just have the mindset of like, all right, we're going to have a couple of years where it's going to be kind of ugly. Not that it's been, you know, just fabulous for them, you know, since the Jaguars have been down there. But this is, this is going to be one of those years where they got to rely on a rookie, and rookies have growing pains, and it can be really ugly. It can be really great at times, but it's going to be a roller coaster. So Jag fans and even Urban Meyer have to buckle in, make sure the straps are on tight, because it's just going to be one of, quote unquote, those years down in Jacksonville.
All right, so let's keep the quarterback theme going. And there's been some talk about what to do in a couple of different places, right? So New England would be one of those. Cam Newton and Mac Jones. I think it's a matter of time in a lot of these places, right, that we're going to discuss right now. It's like, okay, you maybe start this way because you don't want to throw this person in the fire too much. But ultimately, we're going to get there with that person, but we're going to kind of take baby steps a little bit. And, you know, we're not going to have them have their career ended in week four of the NFL season. We'll wait till week eight when we think we can bring them along. So if New England is going to have any success at all, it's got to be because of either Cam Newton or Mac Jones, at least in my opinion. And what I've seen from Mac, I actually like, to be honest with you, Mike. I think that, quite frankly, he throws good ball. He makes plays. He's seeing the field pretty well. I think it's only a matter of time. But with that being said, who would you give the keys to? Would you continue giving the keys to Cam Newton, who is dwindling? And he's not the same guy. He's a mere shell of what he used to be. Or do you say, all right, listen, you know what? Like you just said about some of these other places, like Jacksonville, they're going to struggle a little bit, right? Do you say to Mac, look, you know what? We're going to go with you, and it might be a little ugly at times, but let's push through. And ultimately, I think that you are a guy that can lead this football team. But where are you on that situation?
Well, I mean, let's face it. I mean, everybody's playing for second place in that division behind Buffalo. So you got to look at, all right, if you're New England, okay, Miami's the next best talented team probably in that division. We got to finish above them. How do we want to? Do we want to get out of the gate quick? And who gives us the right thing, or the best chance for that? Or does Belichick? And I don't know if I see Belichick thinking this way, or is Belichick kind of like you said? Hey, this is going to be one of those years. Let's go with the rook and see what he can do, because if he's not performing, what do we have behind him? We have Cam Newton sitting there, who's an MVP, a former MVP of the league. Now, is he that MVP of the league now? No, certainly not. But he's more than adequate to fill in. So if it's me, I'm gonna roll the dice. I'm gonna go, all right, Mac, you're our first round pick. Lead us. And let the dice fall where they may in terms of his play. And it's going to be up to that those offensive coaches and the OC and Belichick to figure, okay, are we far enough ahead with him that we can keep him in there? Or do we got to bring Cam in to kind of hold our head above water?
Yeah, interesting decisions. They'll all be made here, obviously, relatively soon. We got to take a break. We'll come back and we'll wrap up hour number one. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. A lot to talk about in the world of sports, obviously, Mike. I'm just curious, bro. Have you been checking out any of the Little League World Series, any of the softball World Series stuff, the Girls World Series? Have you checked out any of that stuff? Because I missed this last year. I really did.
No, it's always a fun thing to watch, and you know, look, I got a hole in my schedule the past few weeks, so you know I've been able to catch a few of these games, and they're fun to watch. I mean, these kids are just out there, they're just playing ball and they're having fun, and you know, to see the look on the parents' face and just how proud of their kids that they are, it's just a refreshing thing to see.
Yeah, no, I mean, to me, it's one of those things where it's the purest form of sports, right? Like, right. This is Little Leagues. This is your opportunity to be on television probably for the first time in a lot of these kids' careers. And, you know, you get that feeling of kind of being like a big leaguer, right? Like, it's a pretty cool feeling, man. Williamsport, you go there. You have fun. You meet other kids from all over the country. You meet people internationally, right? Like, it's got to be the opportunity of a lifetime, bro.
Oh, it absolutely has to be. I mean, you have an experience like this. This is something that you'll remember the rest of your life, whether your baseball career kind of ends after Little League or high school or college and even into the pros. I mean, it's something you're always going to look back on and just have a smile on your face.
I also think it's how your dreams like come to fruition, right? Like you start right. thinking about your future and like what you want to do. And ultimately it's these things as a child that really shape and develop us, right? Like think about it. You know, a lot of these kids, the names that we see, we're going to wind up seeing being on the baseball fields, the diamonds of the professional ranks. So pretty cool stuff. I know we got to take a break. We'll do it. Hour number one is in the books. That means hour number two on the horizon. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.